Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Here's a quick three-question trivia quiz. 1. Who is known for inventing baseball, even though he really didn't? 2. Who invented basketball? And 3. Who invented softball? If you're like most people, your answers were Abner Doubleday, James Naismith, and, I have no idea. Sadly, the history of softball is a total blank for most people. So today we'll fix that and tell you about the history of this game that started with a broomstick and a boxing glove. Thanksgiving Day, 1887. Yale played Harvard in football that day, and alumni from both schools were gathered at a Chicago boating club to follow the game via telegram. That's how they did it in the days before radio. Yale beat Harvard that day, 17-8, and legend has it that when the final score was reported, one of the Yaleys threw a boxing glove at the Harvard fans. When a Harvard fan smacked the glove with his broomstick, Chicago newspaper reporter George Hancock had a brainstorm. He took the boxing glove and used its own laces to tie it up into a ball. And right there in Chicago's Farragut Boat Club, the first primitive game of softball was played. History does not record the winner, but we do know the final score was 41-40. George Hancock realized his new game of indoor baseball was ideal for those cold, icy winters when outdoor baseball was impossible. But wait, it gets better. Not only would it work indoors, it would also be ideal for outdoor fields that were too small for regular baseball. So Hancock fashioned a set of rules, and he named the sport Indoor-Outdoor. The Midwinter Indoor Baseball League of Chicago formed in 1889, and the game quickly spread across the country. It went by a lot of different names in the early days. It was called Kitten Ball, then Diamond Ball. In various parts of the country, it was known as Pumpkin Ball, Mush Ball, and Cabbage Ball. Finally, in 1926, a Denver YMCA official named Walter Hackinson named it Softball. In 1931, two traveling teams called the Kids and the Cubs, with a K, put on exhibition games around the country. Two things made these games memorable. First, all the players wore their Sunday best go-to-church suits. And second, all the players were at least 75 years old. 55 teams played softball at the 1933 Chicago World's Fair. By then, the game had split into three factions, fast pitch, slow pitch, and women's softball. All three versions were played at the World's Fair, and over 70,000 people were in the audience for those games. In that same year, 1933, the Amateur Softball Association was founded. The ASA is now the national governing body of softball in the United States. Today, the ASA has over 250,000 teams. Another association, the USSSA, has about 100,000 teams, and the NSA has another 30,000. Then there's the ISA and a few other smaller independent organizations, too. According to the Encyclopedia of World Sports, softball is the most popular participant sport in the United States. 40 million Americans will play a game of softball this year. So hats off to George Hancock with his broomstick and boxing glove for creating America's most popular participant sport. Thanks for listening. And check out my book at slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.